The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. This is News on the Dot. Today is Friday, March 4, 2022. Ambassador to UN in Geneva, Juan Antonio Quintanilla, reiterated Cuba's condemnation of double standards and selectivity in the treatment of the issue of human rights, evidenced once again during the conflict in Ukraine. The manipulation of the issue for political purposes is something we know well because our country is a direct victim of these unacceptable practices, he warned at the Human Rights Council, where a resolution with a marked imbalance on the situation in Ukraine was approved. The diplomat specified in the explanation of the abstention vote of the island that the Council has not been able to adopt resolutions in the face of serious facts, such as extrajudicial executions, the imposition of unilateral coercive measures, and criminal blockades against entire peoples, as well as the establishment of concentration camps and torture. Cuba will continue to advocate for a diplomatic solution to the current crisis in Europe by peaceful means, guaranteeing the security and sovereignty of all, the effective exercise of human rights, peace, and regional and international security, he insisted. Cuba reported 638 new positive cases for SARS-CoV-2, the coronavirus that causes COVID-19, an increase of 42 compared to the previous day, and no deaths associated with the pandemic. Of the total cases closed last Thursday, 626 were contacts of other infected, 4 with the source of transmission abroad, and in 8 it was not possible to specify the origin of the infection. The health authorities granted 574 medical discharges for those who suffered from COVID-19, and with this, the recovery of nationals reached 1,061,076. The lethality of this Caribbean nation sits at 0.79%, well below the 1.36 in the world and 1.78 in the Americas, according to data from the Ministry of Health. Cuban Foreign Minister Bruno Rodriguez considered the announcement of the resumption of the U.S. Embassy visa procedures in Cuba as a step in the right direction. In his message, the diplomat said that this is a correct action in the bilateral relationship, although the date of the reopening of the limited migratory services at the headquarters has not been specified. Those procedures were closed in 2017 as the first act of the Donald Trump administration's policy of hostility, Rodriguez added. The Cuban foreign minister added in his message on Twitter that the consequences of the closure of consular services have been very harmful for Cuban families and relations between Cuba and the United States in multiple spheres. And in the international agenda, we have that. Cuba provides advice to El Salvador on good practices in relation to the process of eliminating mother-to-child transmission of the human immunodeficiency virus, HIV, and syphilis. According to a statement from the Pan American Health Organization, PHO, both countries maintain a series of virtual technical exchanges following the interest expressed by Salvadoran health authorities to learn about the island's experiences. Last February, the first of these meetings took place, where members of the Regional Program for Sexually Transmitted Infections and HIV, managed by PHO, also participated, the agency said. In 2014, Cuba reduced to less than 2% the mother-to-child transmission of HIV, while the incidence of pediatric cases of infection by this virus was 0.02 per thousand live births. Meanwhile, former President of Bolivia Evo Morales accused in a tweet the Secretary General of the Organization of American States, OAS, Luis Almagro, of provoking the coup that overthrew him in November 2019. The presentation of the Interdisciplinary Group of Independent Experts report to the OAS official to certify with documents and objective evidence the existence of massacres, summary executions, torture, and illegal detentions during the de facto government is the unappealable proof of the coup that Almagro and the OAS provoked in 2015. The former president wrote on Twitter, regarding the document, the Bolivian ambassador to the OAS, Hector Arce, confirmed that the Andean Amazonian country and the Inter-American Commission of Human Rights will sign an agreement to follow up on the recommendations of the Interdisciplinary Group of Independent Experts report on the coup d'etat in 2019. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.